Well, welcome to the online version of the New Testament reading. Now, we've been reading the Old Testament in this particular part of the online service, but one of the lectionary readings for the New Testament this week just sort of touched my heart. It's in Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 11, although I'm going to start with verse 5. But I was thinking that we need to look more about the early church and the people that experienced the grace and the love and the transformation in their lives from ministering with Jesus. The Old Testament is very important, and we can still look at some of the Old Testament scriptures, but I just thought maybe in our day and time, with all the things that are going on in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that maybe we ought to look at what some of the epistles talk about, especially from Paul, and then Peter, and some of the others, James. So this week, that's what we're going to do. We're going to start reading New Testament scriptures as part of the online service. God's Word, Romans 8, starting at verse 5 through 11, New Living Translation. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. If your sinful nature controls your mind, there is death. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, there is life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit, if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them are not Christians at all. Since Christ lives within you, even though your body will die because of sin, your spirit will live, because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as you are raised with Christ from the dead, He will give you life to your mortal body by the same Spirit living within you. Well, may God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious Word in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 11. Have a wonderful day.